Yeah, we're doing that, yeah. Okay, next up we've got Ahmed Salman, who's going to be talking about the determinants of stopping smoking in cardiac rehab. If we just get his mic on him now, we'll be ready to go.
Hello, good morning. I'm glad to present to you a novel result on a study that conducted by mine and Professor Patrick Doherty. The study is funded by the British Heart Foundation. Cardiac rehabilitation is a structured secondary intervention program targeting risk factors and also supporting psychosocial well-being, and in addition to smoking cessation. Smoking is one of the biggest health threats that the world have ever faced, killing more than 7 million a year. Under the component of the health change behavior, the British Association of Cardiovascular Prevention Rehabilitation promoting tobacco cessation. In the most recent systematic review and meta-analysis done in 2015, shown that, used all consortium of all cohorts on all over Europe and the and US have shown that smoking is strong inventory risk factor for cardiovascular disease and more. Mortality, a meta-analysis on 2000 have shown that patients who continue to smoke have 20% mortality rate. Patients with acute MI have 20% mortality rate compared to patients who stop smoking after the event. Also, the American, in 1997, the American data report have shown that patients who continued to smoke after the angioplasty had a 76% increased risk of death compared to non-smoker and 44% compared to the patients who quit smoking. Also, even more, in a Dutch study, have shown that in 1996, after following up of 15 years, that coronary artery bypass patients who underwent CABG have 2 times of risk of MI after 1 year compared to patients who stop smoking. So the aim of the study is to use the routine practice to identify and clarify the determinants of and the factors that that improve the likelihood of stopping smoking among cardiac rehabilitation attenders, and in addition. To inform the tailored cardiac rehabilitation intervention to increase the stopping smoking. So the study used the National Audit of Cardiac Rehabilitation data. The data is funded by the British Heart Foundation. The NACR data collect, monitor, and report cardiac rehabilitation services in the UK. The study used the 3 years period from 2013 to 2016. We include the patients in the analysis that have pre and post valid smoking status and also who are smoking at baseline. Patients with characteristics with more than 50% of missing values were excluded from the analysis. So we have defined 2 groups, one, the smokers and the quitters. The smokers been identified as pre and post on currently smoking as a status, and the quitters are the patients who are currently smoking at pre-cardiac rehabilitation and stopping smoking status in post of the CR. So we have used a variety of the NACR characteristics, and we will talk about the details of them now. Social demographic characteristics include age, gender, mental status, work status, ethnicity, and social deprivation. Cardiovascular risk factors include PSA bar stratification, weight, body mass index, blood pressure, and alcohol intake. Comorbidities include the total number of comorbidities reported to the national audit data, includes diabetes, such as diabetes, hypertension, and angina. Physical activity measures include both of the self-reported, moderate, and vigorous physical activity. Hospital anxiety and depression scale scores have been used to measure the psychosocial health. So from the 130,961 patients of the cohort of this study, 13 to 16, 2052 considered as smokers and 1,238 identify as quitters. As we know from the annual report that 94 to 95% of the patients who started cardiac rehabilitation considered as non-smokers. So from the results, I'm just showing the results with statistics significant between the group of smokers and quitters. So the quitters are younger, less comorbid, higher in weight, less anxious and depressed, and in addition to are considered more being low risk category, more employed and partnered compared to the smokers. So all of these characteristics have been added to the model of the binomial logistic regression, and the results are four of the characteristics have been predicted the likelihood of stopping smoking: comorbidities, depression, employment status, marital status, and risk stratification. So probability of stopping smoking is reduced by 12% per additional comorbidity, 5% per additional HADS depression score, 87% higher for partner patients compared with a single patients, 22% slower for unemployed patients compared to the employed patients, 33% slower for high-risk patients compared with low-risk patients. The study has a strength which includes its cohort design, representative large sample of cardiac rehabilitation with a median duration of 9 weeks. Although the using of self-reported data to determine smoking status for patients considered as a limitation, but past reviews have shown that using a biochemical validation for smoking status is unnecessary. Some relevant factors influencing stopping smoking have been missed from the analysis due to the higher missing data, more than 50%. Also, some of them not collected by the NACR, such as the number of cigarettes smoking per day, the proportion of the people who are smoking at the household. So in the conclusion, patients with high cardiac risk, multi-comorbid, being unemployed, single and more depressed, were more likely to fail to stop smoking during cardiac rehabilitation. Further research is required to investigate the extent of cardiac rehabilitation outcomes between smokers and quitters. These references. So this is the first study on stopping smoking from a national representative cohort of cardiac rehabilitation patients. It's providing new insight into the factor that leads smoker patients to attend cardiac rehabilitation to stop smoking. And in the final, I want to thank the National Audit of Cardiac Rehabilitation team for their support. Thank you.